What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
I want to say, talking about some of the challenges we've got, and haven't we got challenges law and order-wise? Now, this was, I think it was a couple of days ago, might have been earlier in the week anyway, this story of former police officer and opposition frontbencher has slammed Premier Stephen Miles for dismissing concerns about cops being stuck at overstretched hospitals as just doing their job. An ex-Queensland superintendent disputed the Premier's assessment, saying police were being forced into a terrible situation amid a raging crime crisis. Police being held up for days in Queensland Hospital guarding prisoners, left for hours in waiting rooms, made to ramp alongside ambulances with injured or mentally ill people in patrol cars, while these children, these young thugs, these young criminals, are just roaming free. And if the police do confront them, as you heard yesterday up there in Mareeba, they just these 13 and 14-year-olds in stolen cars just ram the police car. When the police retreat, as we heard yesterday, they just slam into again and again and again the police car, these children. Seriously? And nothing effective is being done about it, you know. At least to his great credit, Ian Leavers a few months ago said, listen, as far as I'm concerned, if there's no other way of stopping this appalling behaviour, we've got to find a way to lock them up, whether it be detention centre, watch house, whatever. He says, I don't particularly care because public safety, said Ian Leavers, is my number one priority. I wish it was the number one priority of the people we elect. It's all about political correctness. Anyway, I've got Dan Purdy on the line. I'm pleased that Dan's called in. Dan these days is the, here it is, he's the Shadow Minister for Police and Community Safety for the LNP. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Macca. Thanks for having me on, mate.
We're at our wits' end up here. We are at our wits' end. I'll just fill you in on some of the discussions we've had recently. Actually, Jenny Hill, would you believe, a Labor member, prominent Labor member, she has, as the Mayor of Townsville, come out and said, listen, we're getting nowhere. The police are having to take protection in their own police stations because they're under siege from these grubs. And nothing being done about it. They go before the magistrate, they're recycled every day, straight out round the corner into another stolen car. This can't go on forever. Now we find out these anklets aren't even being fitted. I mean, we were told, oh, this is going to be the answer. I think there's been about six fitted across the whole state because there's any number of reasons the magistrates can't apply the restrictions. Dan, where are we going with this and what do you at the LNP intend to do to stop this nightmare?
Well, Macca, you know, you've summed it up perfectly there in your introduction. It is a joke, and Cairns, like Townsville and other communities across Queensland, are in the grip of a youth crime crisis. I remember the government came out talking tough around this time, three years ago, just after we had a tragic accident down at Alex Hills in Brisbane, where a young couple were mowed down by allegedly a recidivist youth offender. The government came out and their headline tough on crime policy announcement at that point to solve youth crime was GPS trackers. And we now know that that has been an absolute failure. Essentially, these young crims need to consent to wearing one. They need to consent to charging them for 2 hours a day. Look, it was all bark and no bite in relation to that announcement. And that's what we've seen. Macca, as you know, I was a detective on the front line in the CPIU, the Child Protection Investigation Unit, in 15 and 16, where this government got in and started watering down the laws. And that tipped the balance of power away from police into the hands of these young repeat offenders. And now we have a situation where young offenders used to run from the police, and we've now got our police running away from young offenders who do rule the streets. So, you know, something has to change.
Do you know what's happening more and more frequently now? People, generally speaking, frontline politicians, like, for example, Jenny Hill, highly high-profile Labor member, saying, hang on a minute, this relocation sentencing that the KAPs talk about, we have got to now look at this very seriously again. Now, relocation sentencing, says the counterparty, get these kids out west. Put distance. This is Martin Bella puts it this way. Martin Bella, the Mackay councillor and former State of Origin footballer. He says, put some distance between the predators, and that's these kids making our lives a misery. Put some distance between the predators and their prey, whatever it takes, while they're out there, way away from the towns and the cities that they're preying on. Teach them some skills. But as long as you're providing some protection for the families that are under siege, that's our main responsibility. And we don't see any of that thought taking root in Parliament House. Why not?
Yeah, well, Macca, and I heard you quote Ian Leavers before talking about public safety. And I think, you know, John Howard used to champion the notion that the highest priority of any government is the safety and security of its citizens. And what we've seen from this government over nearly a decade is that hasn't been a top priority. Youth crime has got worse and the number of victims is increasing every day. I am a member of the Youth Justice Select Committee, Macca, and we're actually going to be in Cairns next week, next Wednesday and Thursday. And that's what you just spoke about, are some of the things we're looking at. The problem we've got in Queensland with the legislation at the moment is young repeat offenders get chance after chance after chance. It's not uncommon for a young offender to maybe have stolen 100 cars before that time.
Yeah.
You know, the court starts taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And then they get released, they reoffend. The police are chasing the same offenders night after night. Yeah. There's nothing to correct that behaviour until, after years of offending, they go into maximum security watch houses or a detention facility. There's no interim measure where they could be put in a high care rehabilitation facility or other options. And look, but part of the Youth Justice Committee's work is to investigate those options. And while I'm on the phone, Mac, if you remember, you know, put a shout out to people in Cairns, victims or other stakeholders who might want to come and talk to the Youth Justice Select Committee next week, because we know the Premier, the now Premier, previously, as you know, revealed in an email that when it came to youth crime, the cupboard was bare from the government, that they had no other options. So we would love to hear from victims and others who might have some stories to tell.
Dan, I'm presuming you're working feverishly on a policy to take to the election in October. Please tell us you are. We can't go on like this. Put some space, for God's sake, between the predators and their prey.
Macca, mate, very good point. And one thing, our top priority, and certainly my top priority, Macca, is since I left the police, and we know even in the last 18 months, police numbers are falling. There's 322 less police across the state. As I said before, I was there on the front line when this government watered down the laws. So the first thing we can do is give the police back the laws that they need to take back control of the streets and encourage our police to stop leaving in droves, because they are leaving in droves. And going to your first point is because they signed up to fight crime. And we now know, unequivocally, from a spreadsheet that we got from an FOI that the government fought for 10 months to hide, the police are spending a lot of time plugging the holes for a failing government, you know, plugging the holes in other failed services. So police are ramped for 8 hours with a patient in the back, or, you know, called to do other work, and they're not being able to fight crime is another issue. So what we need to do is free up our police to get them back out on the street fighting crime like they signed up to do,
exactly,
give them the powers they need to do that job.
Yes.
And then we need to ensure that the police have got the resources, the boots on the ground, and the support they need to make that happen. So other more detailed policy positions will come, Macca, as you would expect, leading up to the election.
Yeah.
But those things, giving the police back what this government took off them, is a top priority for me and the LNP.
This has been encouraging, Dan. Next couple of weeks, is it you're coming to Cairns? Can you arrange to come into the studio and take some calls?
Mate, I would love to. We're there Wednesday, Thursday in Cairns, and we've got a tight timeline. But, Macca, I would love to make time for you and the people of Cairns.
That'd be wonderful. Good on you, Dan. Thank you. This has been encouraging. That's Dan Purdy. He's the LNP state member for Nindaru, but more importantly, Shadow Minister, Police and Community Safety.